everybody. Welcome back to Vantage Point Podcast, where we bring insight, keys, and perspective to everyday living through the lens of God. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in for episode 4 of our current series that we've been in called Trivial Pursuit. And man, if you haven't heard the previous 3 episodes, I encourage you, invite you to go back, tune into those 3 episodes before you listen to this one, so you can literally pause right now, go get those 3 episodes. They're about 20 to 30 minutes long. You'll be able to knock them out real quick. Little podcast tip for anybody: if you like listening to podcasts and you want to, you know, you can listen fast. You can also, you know, you can adjust the speed and listen to half the time. Something I do with a lot of podcasts that I listen to. So just wanted to throw that out for you. But man, if it's your first time here, welcome. Again, I'm Nick. I'm the host of Vantage Point. We've been on the air for 5 years now. And we like to tackle different topics, and usually we do them in a series format. So between 4 to 7 episodes are usually focused on a central topic or central theme. We call them life series. And so we definitely welcome you. And if you've been with us before, man, welcome back. Wherever you're listening from, the U.S. and abroad, whatever platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, we just am so glad that you're here. And like I said, we've been in this series called Trivial Pursuit. And really what we've been looking at in this series, and I've said it before, but we're really looking at those things and focusing on those things that we pursue in our lives and have effect on us. And so we kicked off the series with an episode focused on money. Then we shifted to power. Previous episode, we talked about people. And this episode, we're going to be focusing on religion. That's right, religion. Like, and I know it's like, okay, that's a very interesting topic to speak to. And so I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my due diligence here to really dive into this and really break it down on what, when it comes to religion, is trivial, or the pursuit of that. And really just wanted to kick it off first with the definition of religion. Let's just lay it out. Paint the picture, build the first, lay the first brick, lay the first stone. So the definition of religion is a personal set or institutionalized system of religious attitudes, beliefs, and practices, right? It's a cause, principle, or system of beliefs held to within a certain belief, structure, faith, all of those things. And so when we think about religion, usually when it comes to that, we automatically associate it with a word, denomination, which ties into that, right? And really, the one thing that I have kind of, as kind of building this episode and kind of thinking about where we were going to go with this as we close out this series, I didn't want to start with that, because really, and we're going to touch on it a little bit, but each of the 3 previous episodes also kind of flow with this episode, and not from the series standpoint, but within this religion, we see that money and people and power seem to play a part in that trivial pursuit as well. And we're going to get into that. We're not going to spend a lot of time there, but we're definitely going to touch into that. And so the first thing I want to really just jump into, and it's, you know, when we think about religion, when we think about pursuit, right, when we think about God in our lives and we're on this journey, like we really don't know, right? We become such babes in the process, right? We don't know, like, what's acceptable when we first start, what should be done, when it should be done, how it should be done. These are things that we don't readily know, right? And you may have grown up in church, and, you know, if you're like me, didn't necessarily grow up in church, but you've been around enough church to know, like, times have changed when it comes to church, right? And what I mean by that is, like, if you can think back to what church was like 20 years ago, think about what that entity looked like. Think about what that organization looked like, right? What did the church look like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, right? And now we fast forward to 2024, like, thinking about what that looks like. And to be quite honest, when you really look at different religions, different denominations. When you study them, and I've been afforded and blessed to have a degree in theology and to understand a little bit of those things when it comes to religion, the most interesting part is you see within religion, within denominations, are rules or tenets or guidelines or whatever we consider them to be, right? And they ultimately say these things, right? They ultimately say, like, you have certain denominations that believe that women should not preach. You have certain denominations that believe women should wear long skirts and, you know, hair up and all of these things and no pants and like only long skirts, no blue jeans, no nothing like that. And you have some religions that think only, you know, men should be in these positions or it should be this way or that way. And you start to see this trivialness, this pursuit of ultimately what I'm going to call like this man-made lines drawn when it comes to religion, right? We focus on what the rules are, right? And when we get so blinded by our interpretation, right? And ultimately it boils down to the people's interpretation of what the Bible says, right? And then we take that interpretation and then we structure laws and rules around it when it comes to denominations, when it comes to religions, when it comes to those things. And I'm not here to say that, you know, those are all bad or wrong or like this entire series, like nothing I have said, like I mentioned it in each, having relationships with people is not bad. Making money is not bad. Acquiring power is not bad. It's the motives in which we want to get them. It's the motives in which we leverage when we get those things. That's what makes them bad. That's what makes the pursuit of those things trivial. And we ultimately get away from the real pursuit, the real way that we should be when it comes to God, when it comes to following God. Because again, being a Christian podcast, we are focused on having a relationship with Jesus. That is the focus. That is the Christian, that is the biblical, what we have ascribed to do, right? As believers of God, right? And when you think about that and these, you know, the religions or the denominations, again, we get blinded by our interpretation of what following and serving God should look like. And then we forget to actually ask God how we should go about it, right? We forget that we serve God, right? We forget that his ways are not like ours. And I love Isaiah 55 and 8. It says, "For my thoughts and my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." And I love this statement that I found. It says, "We do not dictate to him how he should be worshiped," right? We don't dictate to God how we worship him. And if you really think about it, is that not what denominations and religion, is that not what they do? They dictate to us how to serve, how to worship, how to look when we worship, how to, in our outward, all of these things. That is where we get into this kind of trivial pursuit when it comes to religion. And then we ultimately get to this kind of focus and where it's, we're chasing God and we're not following God. And I want to kind of spend most of this episode right there in that spot. And you know, as believers, we just get overly focused on looking like other Christians and we're not as focused on looking like Christ himself. And when we start to think about this, when we have these conversations, when we really start to peel back the layers of religion, peel back the layers of following God, we ultimately really find out that we're not really following him. We're not really walking with him as much as we are chasing him. And I love this statement that I found this one too. And it says, we are, when you're chasing the object of your affection, there is a keen sense of the possibility that you might not ever reach it. More so when we see ourselves as the pursuers instead of the pursued, we live out of desperation that comes from feeling that it's our effort that leads to relationship. And that's such a powerful statement that that is the ultimate goal when it comes to God. That is the ultimate goal of God sending Jesus to the cross. That is the ultimate goal of his sacrifice, his death, and resurrection. It's to bring back our relationship with our Creator, our relationship with God. Jesus is the bridge that gives us the access back to have relationship with God, right? And we get so caught up, again, in going to get these things and doing all of these things and thinking that we have to chase and chase and chase when God is right there and we have to accept him and we have to follow him. Like, that's such a powerful thing to think about. And I want you to think that, like, we get into this mode of chasing, this mode of pursuit, because we do it so naturally when it comes to money, when it comes to power, when it comes to people, when it comes to God. We get into this pursuit and we don't even really realize that we do it. And I want to challenge everybody a little bit and just some basic questions that, you know, and we may not answer them here, but it's just food for thought, right? Who am I in light of him? What are my responsibilities as a Christian? And how are we supposed to live out our faith? Because, see, this is something I want you to think about too. When we try to fill the gaps of our faith with religion, we chase God. We place ourselves place on ourselves more rules, more things, more objectives, right? Thinking that that gets us more, that gets us closer, that gets us deeper with him, when all we have to do is follow him. Now, disclaimer, I'm not saying that you just follow him and that's it, because I can tell you, following him is far more difficult than chasing him. And I want you to think about that. Chase, when you're actively chasing something, who's in control? You are. Right? When you're actively chasing something, you're in control. You're dictating what you do. Now, you may not ever catch it. You may not ever get it. But because you are the chaser, you are the one pursuing, you are controlling that pursuit, that action, that movement. But when you're following, who's really in control? Great example. I'm driving a car, you're behind me. I'm saying, hey, follow me. I'll show you where you need to go. Who's in control? Me. I'm the one in control. I'm the lead car. You're following me. You have to put all your trust in me. You have to put all your faith in that I know where I'm going. And at any point, you might think, man, I don't think he knows where he's going. He just turned right. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to go left. It is far more difficult to follow than it is to chase. Far more difficult, right? Because when it comes to following God, when it comes to laying down our religion and our denominational, the rules and all of that, when we strip all that away, can we just simply follow him? Well, wait, I have to do it this way and I have to have this and I have to do this and I have to, you just have to follow him. And you just have to show that you trust and you just have to show that you can be led. versus us chasing God and chasing God. God, I did all of these things. God, I continue to do these things. I'm going to do all these things, and this, and this is going to get me closer to you. This, and this is going to get me more access to you. You have all the access. It's literally right there. But we put all of these things and we create false expectations. We create false like anticipations and false, again, expectations to where we get into this chase. We get into having to do all these things. We get into our checklist and we have our formula, right? We say, if we do this and we do this this much and we do this and we do that and we do this, and then we have this happen and then we add this to it, that equals being close to God. That equals me catching God. God pursues you. And we're going to get into that in about a series or two later. But the truth of the matter is that this is not the way it was designed. We weren't designed to be this constant chase, this constant chase. I might, again, be outdating myself, but if you ever remember Looney Tunes and the coyote and the roadrunner, he's always trying to find a way to catch the roadrunner. He's always trying to find, and he can never catch him. He's plotting, he's scheming, we look like that when it comes to our relationship with God. And a lot of us will still insist on chasing him. And because we can't think that a God in his infiniteness, in God's omniscience, in God's everything, all power, that he would chase me. Because the truth is, we were never meant to chase him. We're meant to follow him. He pursues us relentlessly. He offers us everything. He declares to us in every sense of his word. And all he wants us to do is have relationship with him. That's always been the goal. That's always been the plan. That's always been the goal when it comes to our relationship with God. He wants true communion with us. It's not how many things we can do or how many Hail Marys we can say or how many of this and how many, I don't even know half the stuff because I've never really subscribed to a denomination like that. But there are so many hoops and so many things and so many ways that religion tells us to jump through hoops and go through this and climb through walls and jump through all of these things to get to a God that says, I just want you to follow me. I just want relationship with you. And I'm right here. Like literally where you are right now, you don't have to go run around the corner. You don't have to go run down the street. You don't got to go get in a plane to go find God. He's right there, right now. How are you, like, how do we chase someone who's everywhere? How do we chase an omni-God, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-everywhere? Like, how do we chase something that's right there? How? Because here's the wild part about following someone. It indicates that you see them as being ahead of you and you committed to staying on the path that's being carved in front of you. But chasing someone leaves you out of breath. It leads you searching for signs to tell you that you're getting close. You're trying to hit a goal, right? Like we treat our relationship with God like a goal and not a journey. We treat it like a vacation and not a destination. We treat it like a destination, excuse me, instead of a journey. We constantly go through our day to day. We constantly go through the mundane of life, pursuing things. And again, attach the three previous episodes to that trait, that trivial pursuit of religion. We attach our money to it. No, I'm not talking about like tithes and offerings, and that's biblical. I'm not talking about that. I believe in that. I'm talking about when it becomes, again, is your heart in the right place when you give? Are you giving all the money thinking that it's like a club, like you're trying to get closer to God, like he somehow owes you something, like it's going to be some kind of return? We give out of obedience. We don't give to expect. We don't give to receive. That's not biblical. That's not relationship. That's trivial pursuit. I'm trying to gain. I've given the church this much money, so that means I should be able to do this. No, it doesn't work that way. Or I'm bringing people to the church, or I know this person and I know that person, and these people give me access to God because they're big names in ministry or they're... No, it doesn't work that way. Or because I have a title, I'm a pastor, I'm a bishop, I'm a reverend, I'm an apostle. It doesn't work that way. You can have all the titles in the world and God not know you. You can have all the money in the world and God not know you. You can have all the power in the world and God not know who you are. And that's such an interesting thing, because we see that in our culture. Because culture will tell you the more people, the more money, the more power you have, the better you are. You need to be more powerful. You need to have more money. You need to have all of this influence, and you need to have all of these things. That's trivial. It's a trivial pursuit at the end of the day. Because what is the money going to get you? What is the power going to get you? You can't buy a relationship with God. You can't force relationship with God. And there's not enough people on the earth that can co-sign for your relationship with God. That's all on you. And it's all in your ability to follow. It's all in your ability to submit. It's all in your ability to be obedient. It's all in your ability to have faith. Because you can do all of those things with no friends, no money, and no power. And you would be amazed at what God could do. Because he may very well bless you with those things as he sees fit, not you. And there's so much that we gain from that. Because there's so much that God offers. And the beauty is that he loves you no matter where you are, no matter what the bank account says, no matter what the friends list number is, no matter what level, position, title, or none of it that you have, God loves you. And regardless of what other believers say, because there are some religions, denominations that say, well, God can't love you based on you, what you have, what you don't have. God still loves you. And there's such a rest that you can get in knowing that you don't have to chase him. You don't have to pursue him through religion or denomination or saying whatever. That's not how it's meant to be. God is asking us to follow him and trust him and allow him to lead our lives. That is what God wants from us. There's nothing trivial about that relationship. But we can make it that way. And we have to not be so intertwined with religious rules, denominational rules and guidelines. We have to know what the Bible says, and we have to know what God is speaking to us. And the only way we know that is through relationship. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for just opening our eyes, Father, to understand what it means to truly follow, Father God, and not chase and not leverage or use religion or anything to try to gain an upper hand or get closer to you, Father, for the only true way that we know how, Father God, is through relationship, through communion with you, through authentic and deep communion with you, Father God. So for anyone listening, Father, I just pray that they are able to begin to stop chasing, Father God, and just follow, Father God. Stop chasing, but be led, Father God. Stop chasing, but be obedient to what you are putting in front of us, Father. And it's in those things that we will find peace, that we will find joy, that we will find all the blessings and all the things that you have for us, Father God. Not what the culture says, not what people, not what power can get us, but what you say and through only getting that through our relationship with you. And it's in your son's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Man, again, I am super excited that you guys were able to just tune into this episode. I hope it's blessed you. I hope you've gained something from it. Even if it's one thing, I just hope you've gained it. And I hope you give yourself the opportunity to just follow God and not focus on the chase. And I'm so excited for what's to come. We're going to be kicking off a new series right around the corner next week. So more to come on that. But man, as always, keep seeking insight, keys, and perspective to everyday living through the lens of God. It'll change your world and your life. God bless.